Like, oh, listen, would you like to play Augusta with me? And I thought about retiring on the spot. Got a text message a couple of years ago, and I thought someone was winding me up.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. Rugby Daily on Off The Ball.
Welcome to Wednesday's Rugby Daily. My name is Richie McCormack. On the way, Munster give the latest on Antoine Frisch's status at the province. Leinster make another addition from the Hurricanes. And Ulster are linked with an All Blacks great. First up today, Munster attack coach Mike Prendergast says he expects Antoine Frisch to still be with the province next season. It had been expected the centre would move to France after he committed to an international career with the country of his birth. Several French clubs were said to be interested in signing Frisch this summer, despite him still having a year left on his Munster deal. The 27-year-old would become a non-Irish qualified player if and when he makes his France debut. Munster already have NIQs in the form of fellow centre Alex Nagavel and Jean Klein, and would likely be unable to carry another. Toulon emerged as frontrunners to sign Frisch this week, but Prendergast believes the centre will stay. Speaking ahead of their URC game away to the Vodacom Bulls, Prendergast told the media, "I've seen the speculation in the media over there in France, but from our perspective, as far as we know, Antoine will be here next year as well. The pro he is, he's managed to put all that stuff aside, and I'm sure he's hearing and seeing whatever, but he's here and fully on board with us at the moment." Leinster last night confirmed the addition of Tyler Blayendahl to their coaching staff. The former Munster out half will replace Andrew Goodman as attack coach, with Goodman leaving to join Andy Farrell's Ireland staff. Blayendahl was part of the Tongan backroom team when they played Ireland at the World Cup and is currently working with the Hurricanes with future Leinster player Jordy Barrett. Meanwhile, Jerry Thornley reported this morning that Jemison Gibson-Park is next to be rewarded with an IRFU central contract. Leinster teammate Dan Sheehan made the step up this week, following on from Caelan Dorris. Thornley's article highlights that Gibson-Park moving to the IRFU's payroll means that Leinster will have 10 centrally contracted players from next season. That is in contrast to just Tygburn at Munster, Bundy Aki at Connacht, and Ian Henderson at Ulster. And with Blayendahl, Jordy Barrett and Orji Snyman all joining Leinster next season, it's led to criticism that the game is being fixed in their favour. Former Munster hooker Keith Wood discussed the matter on this morning's Off The Ball Breakfast.
Yeah, look, I actually read the article this morning, and it's an excellent article, and it gives a good insight into some of the finances, though not all the finances that sit within the IRFU and how some of them are orchestrated. But the nub of it is that when a player is kind of guaranteed to be playing for Ireland and will be in the future, they tend to get a central contract. And Leinster have the bulk of those at the present moment in time, which means they then don't have to fund any of that salary for any of those players in their province, which means they get a very substantial leg up in terms of how much money they have to spend. That's what it is. And we will definitely play the balance card in terms of this. There was days and times past when there were a lot more contracts. And back in the 2000s, the bulk of those players would have been Munster, and Munster would have had the majority of the players that were on central contracts. And that was the nature of it then. So it isn't about criticising Leinster. That's one thing I will say in terms of this. It is about saying that they have developed their players, they have got the best players through the system, they have built a really, really good and strong team. They're reaping the benefits of that within the current structure. The question then is that something that will lead to discontent, envy? And I think I often look at it from a Leinster perspective and say, do you want to criticise a team that's operating at the highest common denominator, not the lowest? And no, you don't. You have to laud them for actually what they've done. What you would say within the IRFU system is they have a variable funding model. Whether it needs to be transparent, I think it does build a level of discontent when this is the situation that's happening at the moment, and that some of the other teams are cutting corners and Leinster are not. But Leinster have been successful, but it's not a fully balanced system. So I think there is an issue with it. I think the funding model, and I've said this for an awful long time, that particular funding model is awkward. And it only gets worse in terms of discontent when you see players moving, like Snyman moving to Leinster, even though Munster had made a judgment call on him.
Ulster and Ireland winger Jacob Stockdale also addressed the central contracts issue today. He was speaking as Bank of Ireland announced a new 5-year sponsorship agreement with Ulster, Connacht, Leinster and Munster.
I don't know, like, I suppose there's never going to be equity across all four provinces because, you know, one province is always going to do better than another, you know, and right now Leinster, like, they're beating Clermont, or sorry, they're beating La Rochelle at home in the Champions Cup by 30 points.
Yeah, 40-13.
You know, and because of that, like, and then the number of lads they have in the Ireland team, the number of centrally contracted players they have, it gives them opportunity to go and sign somebody like Jordy Barrett because of all the centrally contracted lads they have, the budget there to be able to do that. You know, we don't right now, and that's like, to a certain degree, nobody's fault but our own, you know, in the sense that if we're in the Challenge Cup, and obviously that is our aspiration to be where Leinster are at the moment, you know, it provides opportunities for you to do that. And you know, I think to a certain degree it's like, yeah, it's frustrating that Leinster are probably, you know, performing that well and have that many quality players, and then they're signing an All Black. But like, it's just one of those things that one team's always going to push ahead, whether it, you know, and right now it's Leinster, and just have to accept that, really.
Former All Blacks fly half Aaron Cruden has been linked with a move to Ulster. They'll see Billy Burns move to Munster at the end of this season, and recent experiments with Nathan Doak at 10 haven't been hugely successful. 35-year-old Cruden is currently without a club after spells with Kobelco Steelers and Suntory Sungoliath in Japan. According to Rugby Pass, Ulster have a budget of around €175,000 to sign an out half, which may not be enough to convince Cruden to move his family to the other side of the world. England will be without hooker Amy Cockayne for Saturday's Women's Six Nations game with Ireland at Twickenham. She's received a 1-game ban following her red card during last week's win over Scotland. And finally, Wales, Scarlets and Lions hooker Ken Owens has retired from rugby following medical advice. The 37-year-old has been out of action for almost a year with a back injury. Owens played 91 times for Wales, winning 4 Six Nations titles and appeared at 3 different Rugby World Cups. That's it for today's Rugby Daily. Don't forget to subscribe to the OTB Rugby feed. Keep this podcast coming to you Monday to Friday, free of charge. My name is Richard McCormack. I'll be back with more Rugby Daily for you tomorrow. Till then, thanks for listening.